Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Next couple weeks, we're going to look at study of demons. Well, last few weeks, we've looked at angels and some other Antichrist, and this week and next week, probably look at demons. It's called devil. They're called devils in the King James Bible. Let me make a, before getting to the study, the reason most people call them demons instead of devils, listen, there's only one devil, and that's Satan himself. But there's many devils, and we're going to look at that this morning, and that's what's translated in our King James Bible. But most people use the word demons to differentiate between, did I say that word right? I kind of tongue-tied, but anyway, a hard word to say. Say that three times. I can't even say it again. But to make a difference between the devil and devils, because it's in the plural when it speaks of devils. There's some mentioned in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, there's over 50 references to devils in the Old and in the New Testament, predominantly mentioned in the New Testament. But anyway, because the Greek word, and we have some Greek scholars here, and I tried to pronounce it, Doug, I really did. I listened to it just before I came to church, how the proper pronunciation. It sounds kind of like demon. Okay, the pronunciation in the Greek sounds like demon, and that's how the origination of the word demon came from, because that Greek, it was translated from daemon into devils in our King James Bible. So most people use the word demons for that reason, and it's a good word. So, but just so you, as a note, in our King James Bible, it says devils. And again, when it says devils, plural, it speaks of the demons, those fallen angels. Turn me, if you will, to Matthew chapter number 25. Jesus speaks of different angels. And we're going to look at that again. When we looked at the holy angels, we went to this passage of Scripture. Matthew chapter number 25. We'll begin in verse number 31. Now, this speaks of the revelation of Jesus Christ. It's not speaking of the rapture. Speak of his revelation. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all his holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. So Jesus mentioned about some holy angels that's going to come with him in the revelation. Now skip down to verse number 41 in the same chapter. Verse number 41. Depart, and then he shall say unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. So you see, there's holy angels, and then it's what we would call unholy angels or evil angels, and they belong to the devil. Just so you know, by the way, by definition, the word angel literally means messenger. It's used as a messenger from God. A holy angel, we think of Gabriel. We think of other angels. They are, holy angels are God's messengers. And then we think of, I looked at it again this morning, Revelation chapter number 2 and chapter number 3. It talks about to the angel which is at the church at Ephesus, to the angel at Philadelphia, to the angel at Laodicea, all these churches that are mentioned, the seven churches. In Revelation chapter 2, Revelation chapter 3, it says, to the angel. Literally, it's the messenger of God, and it's speaking to the pastor, the elder, who's in that church at Ephesus, and he uses that word angel, and it literally means a messenger. And so when we see that the word devils, they're messengers of Satan, Satan's messengers. So Jesus described them in Matthew 25. There's holy angels, and the devil has angels, or he has his own messengers, if you will. And this morning, I want to look at these fallen angels, and where did they come from? How did they become from holy? When God, by the way, when God created all these angelic beings, he created them holy. They were all perfect, so to speak, okay? Until something happened. And that something was when Satan, when Lucifer, when he fell, he took a third part of the angelic realm with him. We read that in Book of Revelation, chapter number 12. Tom won't allow me to get into that. But that's when the angelic realm fell, part of them, when Lucifer fell. And by the way, for those of you who are Bible students and went with us through the study of Satan and the Antichrist, before Satan's fall, he was known as Lucifer. And after his fall, he was no longer known as Lucifer. He was then known as Satan, or the devil, or the dragon, those other names that are given to him. But just so you know, your Bible students, he was Lucifer before the fall. After the fall, he became known as Satan, or the devil, the titles that are given to him in the Old Testament and the New Testament. And so that as of now, and as of the fall, whatever angels were holy, they will forever be holy. Does that sink in? The angels that are holy angels that Jesus talked about in Matthew 25, they will forever be these holy angels. In other words, there won't be any more that will fall. Okay. And these angels that are mentioned in verse number 41, they will forever be evil angels, as Jesus described them in verse number 41, as the devil and his angels. They will forever be evil angels. In other words, there are no redemption for angels. In other words, angels do not get saved. And we'll get into this part about in Genesis chapter number 6 in a little bit. If I don't get into it this week, we'll get into it next week. Remember about Noah, about the days of Noah, how the sons of God, with the sons of men, these beings were created, okay? We'll talk about that. Those were not fallen angels. If they were fallen angels, you'd have a great theological problem because about the sons of Adam. And all we, actually, I may go there if not this week, next week. Acts 16 talks about the sons of Adam. The fallen race. Well, those angels that supposedly had relations with those earthly women, well, you couldn't classify them as sons of Adam. Anyway, so many things that we'll look at next week or two. But I just want you to understand this, the principle, that those angels who were holy will forever be holy. Those angels who had fallen, and now they are devils, demons, they will forever be evil. There's no repentance. There's no salvation. And matter of fact, we read here a couple weeks ago that the angels look at and they desire to know this thing about salvation because they don't understand it. There is no forgiveness for angels. When they fell, they weren't forgiven. But men, God forgives us. Aren't you glad of God's forgiveness? And so angels kind of, that the Bible speaks of it. I won't use it in layman's. They kind of scratch their head. They look into this matter. God forgives man, but he wouldn't forgive the angelic realm. So the principle you need to understand before we get to this study of demons, they will forever be fallen. They will forever be evil. They will forever be these beings that God had created perfectly, but they decided to follow after Satan when he fell a third of that angelic realm. Now, of the fallen angels, that's what I want to talk about today and next week. They are divided into two categories. We divided the angelic realm overall into two categories, the holy and the unholy. Well, the unholy would be divided also into two categories. For those who are taking your notes, there are some who are free and some who are bound.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.